The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Graber of Lee. Following the prayer, the pledge will be offered by Isaac Shaben, Paige from Granger.
Well, I have the advantage. It's amazing how God works things out. I would have to ask permission to be able to speak usually, but in this case, I don't because I've got the podium, right? So 31 years ago today, the 224th Engineer Battalion, which is a National Guard unit, pretty much occupied southeast Iowa, was mobilized. So this was our first day. We'd gotten our grazing herd message 3 days ago, and then 3 days later, I'm on a bus heading for Fort McCoy, Wisconsin for our train up, and February the 4th, I'm standing in Germany with half the battalion. So again, 650 plus assembled and off we go. So quite a day for me, at least personally, or a time of the year. So please join with me in prayer. Dear God and Father, we thank you so much for the many blessings that you provide to us. And Lord, you put us here in the house to be able to conduct your business for the people of Iowa. Lord, we just ask that you'd help us to be leaning on you, counting on you, and looking for your lead and your direction in all the things that we do, whether it be with the bills that we are involved in, the committees we serve on, or the assignments we have, or just even our daily interactions with our fellow legislators. We pray, Lord, that you'd give us a heart of compassion, kindness, and wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good job, sir.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2084 by Winkler, a bill for an act relating to landlord-tenant law by creating a tenant hotline and modifying tenant remedies.
First reading of the bill is now recommitment referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House File 2085 by Wills and others, a bill for an act establishing a new law to be issued by the Board of Educational Examiners.
First reading of the bill is now recommitment referred to the Committee on Education.
House File 2086 by Mumson, a bill for an act relating to the approval of local emergency management agency budgets and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now recommitment amendment for the Committee on Local Government.
House File 2087 by Height, a bill for an act relating to entity level taxation election for pass-through entities and allowing a partner or shareholder to claim a credit against an individual income tax.
First reading of the bill is now recommitment amendment for the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2088 by Mumson, a bill for an act relating to an acreage limitations for the production of hemp and including effective date provision.
First reading of the bill is now a commitment amendment for the Committee on Agriculture.
House File 2089 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to the civic education and social studies instruction in public school, accredited non-public schools, and charter schools.
First reading of the bill is now a commitment amendment for the Committee on Education.
House File 2090 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to the prohibited training provided by entities that receive tax-generated revenue and including penalties.
First reading of the bill is now a commitment amendment for the Committee on State Government.
House File 2091 by Bush, a bill for an act authorizing property tax refunds for certain taxpayers with children enrolled in non-public schools and providing penalties.
First reading of the bill is now a commitment for the Committee on Ways and Means. There are announcements to come before the body. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Anderson.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. Well, this is Des Moines. And across the way, you can see East High School. We have a member who taught there for 40 years, Ruth Ann Gaines. The Des Moines School Board voted unanimously recently to name their newly renovated 480-seat auditorium after Ruth Ann Gaines. Ruth Ann worked at East for 40 years, and she did some fabulous innovations, such as arranging for play rehearsals during the school day so that kids who worked could go to work. That's kind of important in many parts of Des Moines. She brought in disabled artists to visit. She served as the debate coach and created a mentorship for African-American female students. Those are just a few of the accomplishments she had at East. I run into people all the time who say, do you know Representative Gaines? She was my teacher. Ruth Ann continues to teach at the Des Moines Area Community College. So she just has, she cannot quit teaching people drama and debate and good life. So I would like everybody to recognize Representative Ruth Ann Gaines for having the 480-seat auditorium at East High School named after her.
Congratulations. The chair recognizes the lady from Morris, Representative Bloomingdale, for an introduction.
Am I in order for an introduction?
Go ahead.
Thank you. It's my honor this morning to introduce someone who doesn't need an introduction. We all know Congresswoman Hinson, and we're very fortunate to have her here visiting us today, and I promised her that I would not tell any stories. So I will bite my lip now and hold the time, and let's just have a round of applause for Congresswoman Hinson, please.
Welcome back. Chair recognizes Representative Sexton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the Republicans will caucus immediately upon adjournment, and I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, January 26th, 2022 at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any further business to come before the House? Seeing none, you all heard the motion. All those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House adjourn.